On the line now, I have David Kinlan, who is CEO and co-founder of Epion. Is that the way you pronounce it, David?
It is, John. It's called Epion.
Epion. And it's an integrated HR and employee benefits platform for small and medium-sized businesses. Now, I do a good few interviews with enterprise centres and startups and things like this. So will you just explain to us what Epion is all about?
Of course, John. Yeah. Firstly, thanks very much for having me on today. Epion is, you described it perfectly, it's a fully integrated HR platform with the ability to manage your employee benefits and your insurance. And when we talk about the HR piece, we're talking about the simple processes that every business needs to do, such as annual leave entitlement. So, you know, somebody gets 20 days annual leave, they need to record it somewhere.
Yeah.
The HR function within an organization needs to be able to carry out reporting. They need to monitor training and development, and the basic things around the HR function. And our platform brings that to the table. And the reason it came about was that, you know, if you were a giant organization, you could afford to pay the larger platforms out there for their services. And we just felt that the SME space was hugely under catered for at an affordable price.
Yeah, and it sounds like a great initiative because, as I said, I speak to startups and things like this, and there's an awful lot of work involved. And you're not just manufacturing, for instance, you're getting involved with, as you said, taxation and wages and stuff like that. So is this going to help out these people?
It does, yeah. It takes the day-to-day burden out of the manual processes. So, you know, you can say goodbye to the filing cabinet in the corner of the room with all the HR documents and files, because you can keep them and save them online in a safe, secure environment. And given that GDPR has become such a huge buzzword, people are conscious that they need to save their employee data in a safe, secure environment, and that's what we bring. Companies are famous for using spreadsheets, and spreadsheets are, you know, they're subject to human error. Are not as reliant as people think they are, and again, replacing spreadsheets with various things, again, like, as I said, annual leave tracking, the training and development piece, it puts it all into a safe, secure environment that people can access, you know, on their own. You can access it on your mobile phone, on a tablet, on a laptop. All you need is an internet connection.
Now, small and medium-sized businesses, as I said, I've just talked to a lot of people about the subject. Do you think that there's a lot more small and medium-sized now than there were in the past?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you hear people talking about the micro and gig economy, where, you know, a huge amount of people are going out and becoming self-employed. There are definitely, I mean, even if you look at the statistics out of the CRO, you know, the amount of companies that have been established over the last number of years. And I think the recession did that to a lot of people as well. A lot of people were kind of, their hand was forced where, you know, they were sitting comfortable in a job, all of a sudden it wasn't there, and they decided, well, right, I've now a bit of redundancy money, I'll go and do my own thing. There's definitely more SMEs out there than there was historically. And again, if you look at the employment stats in Ireland, you know, there's more SMEs employing people than there are larger corporates. You know, I know the media coverage around the Googles, the Facebooks, and all the tech giants and the pharmaceutical companies that are in Ireland. They do get more attention than the SME space, but the SME space is the biggest employer in the country.
Yeah, and as I said, any help at all in running a business is very welcome. Now, this was established in Dublin in 2016.
Correct.
How did it come about?
I suppose where it came about from, John, I've been working in the financial services space for 20 years. I've been working as an employee benefits consultant. So, you know, historically looking after group pension schemes, group health insurance, group life, group disability, and the other type of benefits that employers would provide to their staff. I became kind of annoyed at the, as I say, going out knocking on doors, because we were going out and we were pitching for business, and we were coming up against the big branded people in our space. And when we went out, you know, it came down to who you worked for, you know, what you looked like, how you dressed, how you spoke, how you came across in the sales process. And I just said it was time to do something with technology to make us stand out from the crowd, but also to bring increased functionality, not only to the client, but to our own processes as well. So, you know, the renewal process around employee benefits can be quite, I suppose, time-consuming for the employer and for us as the advisor. So I went out and I approached a very good friend of mine who I met through a global network in Singapore many years ago, who had built some technology in the reinsurance space. And I approached Ernest with a bit of a different idea around building technology that, you know, he and I would go into business together, and our third co-founder, Neil Fallon, who's an employee benefits guy based in London, the three of us would come together and create this business. And the target wasn't just the Irish economy and the Irish businesses, it was to go global with this.
Yeah.
And thankfully, we've moved in that space where we now have, we're headquartered in Dublin. We've offices in London, in the city of London. We've offices in Manchester. And as of recently, we've just actually opened an office in Perth in Australia.
That's fantastic.
So, yeah, so things are starting to move really well for us, which is fantastic.
Congratulations on that. And that, as I said, it was established in 2016, so a little over 3 years.
Yeah. Yeah, a little over 3 years. It's been a busy period. A lot of hours spent on airplanes and various bits and pieces. But yeah, it's been a great journey so far. And we've secured funding, and Enterprise Ireland have come on board, and we're going from strength to strength, which is obviously fantastic.
Yeah, and you spoke about friendship there. Your two friends started this up. Do you think friendship is important in business?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's an old saying out there that, you know, you don't have to like somebody to be in business with them. I do feel it is vitally important that your co-founders, you have to be able to get on with each other, and you have to have an interest in each other. You know, like myself, Neil, and Ernest, we do get on famously well. We are different. Myself and Neil will be quite similar. Ernest is. He's very different. He's very technology focused and driven, whereas myself and Neil are very sales focused. So there's a good mix between the three of us, and we obviously play on each other's strengths, which is fantastic. But I do feel that friendship is vitally important in that business setting.
Yeah, and I'm just looking here. There was a mutual love of technology, but also a shared sense of humour. So we're going down a different road here. We're talking about friendship and a sense of humour.
Yeah. Well, I mean, sense of humor is important as well.
Yeah.
I mean, if you can't slag each other and have a bit of a laugh and a bit of a joke, and especially when things get, you know, when things get heated and things get stressful, humor is a great way to break the ice. You know, so when things, you know, when anybody in business will tell you, you have your days where things aren't going according to plan, and you know, we all find that a bit of humor just kind of, you know, it helps. It helps move things along. So I suppose between the three of us, we're all funny in our own little way, you know.
Yeah, and you know, humour has got a lot of people out of some trouble over the years. So what about employees? Employees are very, very important, and I imagine you have to give respect to your employees.
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah, you got to respect and trust your employees.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, going back on the system, I mean, our system brings functionality to the table that takes away from that mundane stuff that people have to do in business by being an employer. And it allows the employer then concentrate on other things like, you know, building good culture within your environment, you know, looking after staff. So rather than someone answering questions from employees about how many days they have left in the year to use for holidays, the employee can check that themselves. And that frees up the HR function within the business to concentrate on the things that matter. You know, again, as I said, building a culture, creating a nice environment to work in, the recruitment process of bringing in the talent that they need, and just staying away from the mundane stuff that technology can really help with.
Yeah. Now, you're looking after small and medium-sized businesses. I don't think Epion could be classified as a small or medium-sized business. How do you manage? Like, you have offices in the UK, Australia, and Ireland.
We've got a great team, John. You know, we've been blessed and very lucky with the people that have come to work with us. You know, so we've got a great team of people there. Everybody, it's all very much hands on, and you know, there's there's nobody within the business who isn't afraid of rolling up their sleeves, and that's vital for a team to work. Everybody's obviously excited about it. We do see ourselves as a very good place to work. There are certain things that we do that other employers wouldn't do that, work in our favour. But I suppose a bit of luck. Somebody's been looking out for us. That's the people that are working with us are all great people, and we all get along, which is fantastic.
Yeah, would you class yourself now as an entrepreneur, Dave? Well, you're aware of it, isn't you?
I suppose it depends on your definition of an entrepreneur. Yeah. I mean, look, I'm a businessman and a deal maker, and I suppose if that classifies you as an entrepreneur, then yes. Mm. Absolutely, yeah. I'm a businessman, If you want to call me an entrepreneur, I'll take it.
Yeah. Okay. And if there's people out there and they have business ideas and are nervous, it's a big step to take going out on your own. What advice would you give them?
Don't try and do everything yourself. Surround yourself with good people, and look for skills and traits in people that you don't have, because it'll all complement each other. But you got to give it a go, and I always say this myself. I mean, worst case scenario, if it doesn't work out, you can always get a job.
Yeah.
So but to give it a go, it could be the best thing you've ever done. Some people are built for it, some people aren't. But if you have an idea and you think it can work, I say go for it. And look for support. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Reach out to people in your own space or in the space you're trying to get into. Meet them for a cup of coffee. Have a conversation with them. Make sure you understand the market you're getting into. Just give it a go. Just go for it. Life is short.
Yeah, and mistakes will be made, but that doesn't matter. You can learn from mistakes in a lot of situations.
Absolutely. Yeah, and make sure you bring humour into it. You have to laugh at yourself from time to time as well.
Yeah, that's very important. Right. So far, it's been very successful. What are your plans or your hopes now that we're into 2020?
I suppose we want to continue to expand the business. Making the brand stand out there more, making sure that we get a bit more brand awareness. Talking to people, we're looking at hopefully going into the United States in due course. It's obviously a huge market, and I suppose we want to grow. We want to grow big time. We want to become, a bit of a household name in the space that we're in. And that's the ambition. We didn't build this just to be a small player in a big pond. We want to become a big player in a big pond. I suppose that's the ambitious side of me talking. But we want to continue having fun at the same time as well. And as I said earlier, the journey's been fantastic so far, and long may it last.
Yeah, it's a great story. Established in Dublin in 2016, and now you're going worldwide. So congratulations and continued success. Is there anything you'd like to add, David?
Just again, thanks very much for having me on the show this morning. And look, by all means, if there are any people out there who want to have a conversation, by all means, you'll find me on LinkedIn, or you can contact us through our website. It's epion.com.
So it's epion.com, and if you want to avail of the service that you provided, all the information is available there, I'd imagine.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay, David. Listen, thank you very much for taking the call. Very interesting.
Thank you, John.
And congratulations on your success. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.
Right, there we have it. David Kinlan, CEO and co-founder of Epion. And more information on that, if you want to avail of it, is available on epion.com.